Yebo ngomlomo izinengi iminingi imizamo ayenzayo uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuba ubudlelwane leMelika labo EU lamanye amazwe abeke izijeziso zenotho ukube ubudlelwane bakhona buke ngcono kususwe izijeziso zenotho. Lokho njengoba ngisitsho kwande emlonyeni kwande ekukhulumeni kodwa ezenzweni hhayi kakwandanga kangako. Lokho bekhuluma okunye benze okunye, bakhuluma okunye benze okunye, amalungelo abantu bayakhuluma ngokuthi bazahlonipha, bayakhuluma ngokuthi bazalandela umthetho wesisekelo weZimbabwe, bayakhuluma ngokuthi bazalandela ukuhlonishwa kwemithetho yeZimbabwe. Kodwa ngase kusize kwenzeni? Sibona ukuhlukuluzwa abantu ngendlela eyisimangaliso, sibona kubulawa abantu, sibona kubotshwa abantu abalembono ephikisayo, sibona amapholisa lokhu eziphatha ngaleya ndlela eziphatha ngakhona ngaphansi kwamgabe. Ngakho-ke akulanto ayenza uhulumende weZimbabwe ngapha elizweni ukuthi kube le nguquko, uyakhuluma ngakho kuphela. Kodwa kuyacaca ukuthi amanye amazwe kasoze akuthathe kuyinguquko ukukhuluma ungenzanga. Kuyinto-ke okufanele ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe akuzise khona lokho ukuthi kudingeka izenzo kuye, hhayi ukukhuluma. Izenzo ezihambisana lokuthi kuhlonishwe abantu beZimbabwe.
Kodwa isikhulumeli seZANU PF umnumzana Simon Kaya Moyo uthi sebelethe inguquko enengi kundaba zokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo, kanti njalo lakundaba zokhetho sebelethe inguquko ebangele ukuthi ukhetho olwedluleyo lube ngolukhululekileyo.
Amalungelo abantu lokhu engakahlonitshwa ngendlela epheleleyo, isisekelo sombuso lokhu esingakahlonitshwa ngendlela epheleleyo, imithetho emidala liyana ehlukuluza abantu, ehlukuluza amalungelo abantu, evimbela abantu ukuthi bakhululeke benze ipolitiki ngendlela abayifuna ngakhona, babambe imihlangano ngendlela abayifuna ngakhona, badoyitoye bahlale ngkhaya ngendlela abafuna ngakhona, ilokhu ingakaguqulwa ukuba ihambisane nalokho okubhalwe kusisekelo sombuso.